Jesus,
thank you, Steve.
Jesus, walk with me.
Obviously not a studio recording here. Producer Aleph, what are you sampling?
So this was from yesterday's Sunday service by Kanye West. This is Jesus Walks Live.
This is the thing at Northerly Island, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading about that in the Sun-Times today, too. It was free, but you had to have a ticket. So a free Kanye West ticket thing. I mean, really, what is it? Is it a... Is it a church service? Is it a concert?
I want Jesus.
Thousands were drawn to Northerly Island Sunday. Chance the Rapper was there. Rhymefest was there. Reverend Jesse Jackson appeared with him at another place Sunday as he's been doing this thing now. This is the third one I know of. He did one in Ohio. He did one at Coachella where he does a kind of a church service, right?
Yeah. Lots of gospel music.
Which is in line, I think, with the music that Kanye does at times. Just looking at the details in the Sun-Times about this. West spent much of his performance dancing on stage while gripping what appeared to be a Bible. I don't know, did he actually preach? Did he talk or did he just do a sort of religious-themed show?
I don't know, but I think our guest can answer that.
I think I know who knows. Rhymefest and Marshall Lyles are on different phone lines. We'll start with Rhymefest, who's been on this show and this station many times before and I guess helped put this thing together. Rhymefest, you're on WGN again. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Good to hear your voice. Answer that question for us. What did Kanye just sing or did you all do more than that? Was there some sort of sermon or something?
Well, you know, I'm actually joining you live. I'm on his ranch right now. I was getting ready to go doom buggy riding. We're writing music, preparing to release the new album. But the Sunday service, you know, I tell everybody, you know, we have an organization called Art of Culture where we do we cultivate young artists in the city. And, you know, Kanye so graciously donated 200 tickets to the community, to the South Side. So the Gary Comer Youth Center Chance Mentoring Organization and Art of Culture, we took 200 young people yesterday, and I told them this. If you are going to man worship, if you're going to Kanye worship, or if you think you're going to a concert, you're going to be sorely disappointed. This is more of a gospel vibration. He's not preaching. It's not like ministers saying, you know, this is what God wants you to do. It's more of a celebration of gospel music with Kanye in the middle. So when you look at historically, you know, we look at Kanye as this guy with this big ego. This part of his journey is him putting the ego behind and giving God the glory through music.
Jesus, his new CD is going to be called Jesus is King, right?
Yes.
Have you heard that?
Well, yeah, we're here working on it now.
I know you've worked with him in the past. You've got a Grammy, for that matter, but I didn't know how intimately involved in this latest work you were. So do you have credits on the new CD or the new album coming out?
Well, I should. If anything that I write should happen to make it, then yes, we shall see. You know, it's a process of just, you know, writing a ton of songs and picking the best ones to actually make the cut. So, you know, we pray that Rhymefest makes the cut for this project as well, you know.
I think you know Marshall Lyles, who's worked with us here at WGN Radio and has a podcast called Shypedia. She used to visit with me all the time on Fridays on my show, and Marsha's on the phone. Marsha, you were at that performance or show too, weren't you?
Yes, I
Marsha
was.
Marsha came with us.
And actually, it was The Bright Side. I saw you every Friday, so yes.
What was the show? What was the show like, Marsha?
I would say it was an experience. It was an experience out of this world because you saw many people unify of different backgrounds, different cultures, and just enjoying spiritual hymns and just, you know, songs that we're all familiar with from Kanye. It was, I would identify as an experience.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, though, because I believe everything you guys said, and I'm a Kanye fan. But Kanye, you mentioned his ego, Rhymefest, and I, you know, is it fashion? Is it apparel? Is it some of his crazy statements that he's made? And I was wondering if this is just the latest version of Kanye doing something to draw attention to himself, or is this Kanye really trying to have a spiritual, religious experience with people? You know what I mean?
Well, you know, this is the thing. If you're not authentic, you can't pull this off for as long and as many people as he's been pulling this off. I would also say that, you know, for it to be, when people pull stunts, the mask is ripped off of that really quickly. And the way we can see the genuineness of this movement that he's doing, this evolution of spirituality of Kanye West, I mean, you got to admit, the man's been through a hell of a lot. And he's been through so much that it would make one find God.
Why is he doing this?
We know,
why is he doing this, would you say?
Kanye's turned his life over to God. He's turned his life over. This is the direction he wants to go. And if you look at Sunday service, he puts himself in the back and puts the choir out front. There was one moment during the show Sunday where he totally left the stage and let the choir sing and told the people, look forward and give glory to God, not to me. Hmm. And the choir kept singing, and then he returned. So this is where his spirit is now,
mm-hmm.
and this is why I'm here, because I wouldn't be part of anything less than that.
What was the highlight for you, Marcia?
You know, just the experience of just seeing so many people. And at one point, I did notice, like, Kanye had his head down. I'm not sure if he was, you know, in that moment, if he was crying or whatever, but you can really tell that he's really getting to the root of his life. He's going back to his roots. And I'm just grateful that I was able to have the opportunity to be there. And shout out and Rhymefest and the Art of Culture, because I was able to join this organization and experience it.
You know, the last we heard from him seemed to be his taking meetings with the president, and that was a little jarring for people. Do you think this is some sort of reset for him relative to that, or do these two storylines not intersect in any way at all?
I don't believe the storylines intersect, because this is not politics, you know, and it's not a play for any kind of votes, or it's not even a play for buy my album. I mean, look, he's doing this Sunday service and doesn't have any product out in the market right now. So, you know, I think that that's something that politics aside, people have to decide for themselves if the spirituality is more important or, you know, more important to them than their political feelings about it.
Yeah, and I would like to add, the fact that you had so many people here, and when you first enter the area, you're expecting possibly everyone to be on stage performing, but it was not that. And if I had to guess, if you think like Kanye, it's not about what you're seeing. I want you to experience what you're listening to. We're here for a reason, and it's not just for the photos or the social media. This is deeper than that.
I suppose so.
And you know, the proof of that is there were moments, about three moments, where Kanye walked through the crowd with no bodyguard. I mean, here you have thousands of people that would presumably rush him and attack him, and he just took his hands, and they have video and pictures of this out. Uh-huh. He took his two fingers and said, move, part, I need to get up front. And the crowd, like a sea, they just parted. And there was no bodyguards. There was nobody pushing them out of the way. It was just him walking through. And I think that that was a very amazing moment of the experience.
Marcia, you were about to say something?
Oh, no. I there were clips. Actually, the one where he says, and I may be paraphrasing, that this is my city. You know, he told one of the security guards to step back, I guess because he was shoving and pushing people out of the way. And Kanye said, no, hey, you know what? Pretty much, I got this.
He's not an ordained minister, right? Like, it's not like he's presenting himself as a pastor per se, is he?
Oh, no.
He's not. But what's interesting is that his father is. So he comes from a spiritual background, and his mom, who was my mentor, Dr. Donda West, spent a good amount of time working for Reverend Jackson in Operation Push. So he does have Christian spiritual roots.
You know, listen, I'm not going to doubt anything you guys said because, like I said earlier, I'm a fan, but he's been confounding to some of us before. So I think some of us are listening to this wondering, does he have a Jesus complex of his own? What exactly is going on here? And this will probably help sales of his next album, even if, like you said, Rhymefest, there's no product available. I guess my point is he may be sincere about his intention to just bring Jesus to people, but I think there are some people kind of saying, okay, let's see what happens. They're waiting to decide how authentic this latest iteration of Kanye West is. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I'd say two things about that. Number one, that's for people to decide, and everyone will have to make a decision for themselves. But number two, it's better than somebody who's selling us crap. You know what I mean? there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people who straight up sell us BS. You know, and don't try to put any kind of, you know, this is something to make your soul better, that you can go through your day or through your week, and these hymns can make you feel better, and you can play them in the car in front of your children. You know, there are a lot of people just selling straight up crap, and we never question them. So as we move forward, we just want to, you know, give everyone the benefit of the doubt, you know what I mean,
yep.
And grab what's good for us.
Say hi to him if he asks about me, Rhymefest. Tell him that, you know.
I know he remembers you.
I did interview him once. I know he doesn't, but what a pleasure. Nice to hear you, Rhymefest. And, Marcia, come through the studio again sometime. Sit down and say hello to us, okay?
I'll see you Wednesday, John.
Good. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
All right. Bye now.